Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, we are complicated things, us humans, aren't we?
We sure are.
The longest journey in life is life itself, I think.
It is, and it's all about finding the truth self. And on today's show, we've got author Amanda Stewart. Amanda has written a very interesting book, The Longest Journey, and really draws on, I guess, her 13 years of experience with different patients and stuff. And it's about confronting things in life. So it might be physical, sexual or emotional abuse, alcoholism, absent parenting, bullying, sibling rivalry. And it's all about how we survived.
Amanda must have a thick skin to be able to listen to all these things. Amanda, did you always want to help people?
Looking back, I think I did. If I look back at my career, I worked in a children's library for a long time. Then I became a teacher, and then I became a counsellor. So I think I was always trying to do that. And, of course, it links to my own childhood, where I looked after a younger brother and sister when my own mother really wasn't coping very well. So I think I learned to do it very early on.
Now, this book will be quite confronting for some people because it's a bit of a warts and all, isn't it, in and around certain areas?
Look, it is, but I think that the first book I wrote was a tame book, and I wrote it very quickly, and then I looked at it and I thought, I don't know why I've written this book. It's too tame. I'm not really saying it like it is. I'm not really talking about the heart of some of these problems and the depths of some of these problems. Through my work, I discovered that if you allow people to get to that pain, they will heal. So what happened was, after about 2-year break of doing nothing, I looked at it again. Luckily, I still had the same computer. I hadn't lost the whole thing. And I thought, right, I have to rewrite the first half. And I have to address things like a parent's suicide, abusive treatment in childhood, sexual abuse, which you can't get hardly any publisher will touch that because it's a very taboo topic still. And yet, the statistics tell us 1 in 5 children is abused. And those kids, you know, 93%, I think, the child knows the perpetrator or the family knows the perpetrator. So they're pretty, they're terrible statistics, and that's our society now.
There's a great case study in the book, Peeling Back the Layers. I guess, as a therapist, do you do that a lot with your clients in terms
absolutely.
Of...
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Look, I feel my job is to find out what's underneath. Like, I think the case study you refer to is a girl who came, she was so anxious, probably for the first, I would say, 6 months. There was so much anxiety that, you know, she was even anxious about things that weren't going to happen or were very unlikely to happen, such as the washing machine might overflow. That was one of hers. And so we had to work on the anxiety to get to what lay underneath. And the biggest thing that lay underneath was her mother had died of an overdose when she was 11. But we couldn't talk about her mother for a very long time. She just said to me, I cannot talk about her. I can't mention her. And this girl, who now doesn't mind at all if it's discussed, but she'd actually created an alternative mother. If anybody mentioned mothers and fathers, she could talk about somebody who was not her real mother or her stepmother. What happens is they try to find a way of dealing with that. So it's like they add the layers of protection and they hide their true feelings because they don't want to say how they really feel. With men, I think, you know, I realized I needed to work with men because they were half the equation and they don't like coming to therapy. Men don't like to say there's anything wrong with my head. It's okay if it's their arm or their leg or their foot. But men don't like to say there's something wrong with my head or my emotions. But when they do come, you find that a lot of the men are suffering terribly because they're trying to be manly and strong, but they don't quite know how to go about being who they are.
Well, as you say here, the only way to heal ourselves in our lives is to confront the hurts of the past head on. The book's called The Longest Journey, Finding the True Self. And Amanda Stewart, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.